And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you again this morning. And now joining us in studio here near the top of the hour, we have, of course, the city manager of the city of Coffeyville. We have Mark Hall with us this morning. And Mr. Hall, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
And it's good to have you on again this morning. A big agenda on the tonight. So we'll go ahead and get started with the consent agenda. Of course, we'll have to talk about the special commission meeting minutes from the last meeting. And then, of course, we have an ordinance to add a section to the city of Coffeyville's code.
Yes, and that is a section that allow the assessment of costs for collection of debts. And what that is basically that bad debts that we've had for non-payment. It's a step-off program, and it is one of those that it allows that to be collected by the state.
All right. So, and then the next resolution will be a resolution to authorize the mayor to execute a mortgage release in favor of Lisa Brookover.
Yes. We have a program, and it is. It includes areas, but downtown is included, and that is creating a housing unit, and Lisa is satisfied that, and so it's releasing her from any obligation of any future payment, so that's taken care of by her.
All right, so, and then, of course, there'll be the a budget amendments for the fiscal year 2021 year, and we'll get to the new business now. As we get to the regular agenda items, and the first one is the announcement of the USDA Mutual Self-Help Technical Assistance Grant Program.
Yes, I just want to say this is a program that is through the USDA. It is one of those. It's called Mutual Self-Help. It is designed for low income. There is certain conditions, but it is one of those that Coffeyville was awarded last week. At the meeting tonight, we'll be zoomed in, will be USDA, and it'll be a discussion of basically that we've been awarded the program. It is at no cost to the city, this is a federal program, but it can build up to 10 homes per year. And it is one of those that local contractors will be used for a certain portion, and then the families are required to work a certain amount of hours. And it is one of those, they finish their homes creating sweat equity. So I'm just kind of summing it up, but it's a great thing for Coffeyville. And, in fact, as it stands right now, we're the only city with this program in the state of Kansas.
And like you said, the people that would be getting the house, they're actually going to be helping on it, basically.
Yes,
So they have some skin in the game on
you
this.
Bet.
So
yes,
to make sure it gets done correctly.
The loan is through USDA, and it is when there's not any exposure to the city. We comply. It's just a super program. And, of course, we'll have the housing director on sometime. She'll explain it more. And it's caps at 20, population of 20,000.
Yeah.
So we've got a ways to go.
So there we go. All right. And then the next thing is a discussion and action to make appointments to the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center Board of Trustees and to the Planning Commission.
Yes. These two items are for consideration of the City Commission to appoint to the, and I'll just say, CRMC Board of Trustees. And the other one is an appointment to our Planning Commission. So that'll be for their commission and selection tonight.
And then the next one is a discussion and an action to approve the 2022 cereal malt beverage licenses.
Yes, I always like to say beer.
Yes.
But it is one of those. Those are licenses, and they are put in through the city. And of course, the City Commission, after meeting those requirements, would approve those, but it's for their consideration tonight.
And then we'll move on to a resolution to approve the City of Coffeyville fee schedule for 2022. So what is this about?
Yes, this is the fees that are charged. It is reviewed each year, and it is one of those, should there be adjustments up or down. It's one of those the city looks through, and by collecting fees, that in a sense saves taxpayer dollars. And it is one of those. Those are for uses, and we review those and make sure they're consistent with other cities. And so that's for consideration by the city commission tonight.
And then a few things to the work on City Hall. So a couple of resolutions to approve the purchase of electrical equipment and materials for new offices on the ground level of City Hall, and the purchase of mechanical equipment for the new offices also on the ground level of City Hall.
You bet. And to describe these resolutions, it basically sums up is the city to house offices is doing construction in-house to save taxpayer dollars. It is one of those that this, with the USDA program and some of these other programs that we are, we needed to create some offices. And so we're doing that. And this is just the part pieces that we need to go forward with commission approval. And that is, like I said, there's certain things that we do have to contract out. But the majority of the work is going to be done by the city. And with the times and shortages and these things, we thought it was best and best for to save costs, you know, for the public. So we took on this as an internal in-house project, and we'll get it done. This is just part of it.
Right. And it's mostly for the new housing department, correct?
Yes. We're going to do some shuffling. We have to move around, and we're trying to keep things together. And with that program, there'll be some jobs created by USDA for this program. And so we've got to kind of have places for them to go.
And then, of course, the next resolution is a resolution to approve an agreement to participate in the opioid litigation settlement.
Yes, this is the state of Kansas received a settlement, and they've announced that. This is a resolution saying that should any funds be awarded to Coffeyville, we would accept those. It is one of those that cities across the state, because of the settlement, this is to combat opioid abuse. And so it's a formality to if there is funds available.
And then the next one, the next three resolutions have to do with Veterans Memorial Stadium. What do those cover?
Yes. Veterans Memorial Stadium, of course, it will remain Veterans Memorial Stadium. But this is first resolution is the conveyance of the stadium to the college. It is one of those for consideration by all parties, but the city, and if all parties agreed, the city would – the commission tonight would, relay conveyance, should they accept, which hopefully will, is the college would take over the stadium from the city.
Okay, so basically the college would, would they own the stadium? Or?
Yes,
okay,
they would own the stadium. The city owns the stadium. Of course, there's a lease for use. But this would transfer that ownership to the college, and the next two items kind of how we're going to work together, and that is there's a maintenance agreement or an operating agreement, cooperation agreement, all those things summed up, and that is for the future maintenance, which there's three parties involved in that, and that's for consideration tonight, but it would be to make repairs or anything over the years to the stadium that we all assist in, because it's a great amenity to Coffeyville. And even though ownership would be transferred, it would be one of those that we would all participate in making sure that the stadium stays the quality it is now.
Absolutely, and it is a great stadium. And then the other resolution is to improve internet equipment lease agreement, of course, for Veterans Memorial Stadium with Coffeyville Community College.
You bet.
So, again, lots of stuff going on with that. And, of course, the meeting is tonight. And if somebody would like to come out to the meeting, how can they do that?
You bet. If you're needing assistance, please go to the east side of City Hall. You'll see a walkway down to the customer service entrance. And if you go through those doors and turn to your left, there's an elevator. Take that to the second floor, and that's where the commission meeting is.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in, Mr. Hall. We do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks. And if I don't see you before then, have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, and Merry Christmas to you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll play news real quick. And then when we come back, we're going to have Lisa Wilson, the director of the the Independence Chamber of Commerce, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Here's your news.